Friends, you are all curious to know what is Vipassana, how to practice Vipassana, and what is the purpose of practicing Vipassana. Vipassana is a way of life. A good way of life, healthy, harmonious, wholesome way of life. How to live peacefully and harmoniously within, and how to generate nothing but peace and harmony for the atmosphere outside, so that others can also live in peace and harmony. It is a code of conduct. A moral life. So whenever you decide to join a camp of 10 days to practice Vipassana, first thing that you have to do is to take 5 precepts. And the precepts are that you will abstain from killing, you will abstain from stealing, you will abstain from sexual misconduct, you will abstain from speaking lies, you will abstain from taking any kind of intoxicants. This is the first requisite to start practicing Vipassana, the base of morality. Every religion worth the name preaches morality, wants its followers to practice morality. Live a moral life. So morality is not hooked up to this religion or that religion. Vipassana, you can call Vipassana also a religion because the base is morality. But it is generic religion, same for everybody. To live the life is good for everyone. It is the real base of a religious life, of a spiritual life. You can call Vipassana also spirituality. But again, spirituality, not hooked to this label or that label. Secular spirituality, which can be practiced by one and all. So you take these 5 precepts, and at least for those 10 days, you observe them very scrupulously. In your day-to-day life, you want to observe these precepts, but it is not that easy. An alcoholic knows very well that I must abstain from taking alcohol. A gambler understands very well, I should come out of the habit of gambling. Like this, every vice, anyone involved in any vice wants to come out of it and live a virtuous life. But in spite of this understanding, one cannot come out of the vice because one has no control over the mind. One is not the master of one's mind. One has become a slave of one's own mind. So after taking these precepts and making a determination that at least for these 10 days I will observe these precepts, you start training your mind. You start taming your wild mind. For that, you have to learn how to concentrate the mind on one object or the other. There are many objects with the help of which you can train your mind to get concentrated. But because the whole technique, the mechanism of the technique is such that it is universal. Anybody and everybody belonging to any tradition should be able to practice it without any hesitation, without any difficulty, and should get the same result. So the object of training the mind to get concentrated is your own breath, natural breath. As it comes in naturally, as it goes out naturally. No breathing exercise. Never try to control the breath. If it is deep, it is deep. You are just aware. It is deep. If it is shallow, it is shallow. You are just aware it is shallow. If it passes through the left nostril, you are aware it is passing through the left nostril. If it passes through the right nostril, you are aware it is passing through the right nostril. You don't interfere with the natural flow of the breath. Just observe. Do nothing. Just observe. Initially, you will face difficulties because the old habit pattern of the mind was to keep on wandering here, there, everywhere. And now you want it to remain concentrated on one object, your own breath. So it revolts. And very patiently, very persistently, you keep on training your mind. Within 2 or 3 days, you will find that mind is becoming calm, quiet. Then you are able to take the next step. The next step is again a very important step. Even if you have a controlled mind, yet if you have got a big store, a big stock of defilements at the base of the mind, at the root of the mind, this defilement, this impurity, keeps on bubbling up on the surface, and again you lose your balance. You perform such actions which you should not have performed. So long as the impurity, the stock of impurity is there, you are not liberated from your old habit of living an immoral life. Time and again, you will perform such actions which are not healthy, not wholesome. So this step is very important to purify the mind. Purify the mind not just at the surface level, but purify the mind at the root level. the totality of mind should become pure. When the entire mind is pure, then you live a life of morality, not forcefully, effortlessly. A pure mind by nature is full of love, full of compassion, full of goodwill. With a pure mind, one cannot perform any action, vocal or physical, which will harm other beings. Impossible. So one has to reach the stage where one lives a real moral life naturally, spontaneously. For that purpose, the mechanism of the technique to purify the mind should be understood, and you have to practice that, so that all this talk that you have, and this talk is there, whenever you generate anger, hatred, ill will, animosity, passion, fear, ego, jealousy, any impurity, you register it at the depth of the mind. This is your input to your old stock, and this stock keeps on increasing, keeps on increasing, keeps on multiplying. The bigger the stock, the more miserable you are. And the old habit pattern is such that whenever any unwanted, undesirable situation arises, this big stock of anger, hatred, aversion arises on the surface and starts multiplying, and you are helpless. You become overpowered by it. And the process of multiplication continues, because when anger has arisen and there is a support from the depth of the mind, this anger keeps on multiplying, multiplying. Sometimes hours together, you keep on boiling in anger, keep on boiling in anger. You remain miserable all the time. How to come out of this old habit? How to come out of this old stock? The whole process. Understand the mechanism of the whole process. As you are observing breath, natural breath, normal breath, and the mind was getting concentrated, the breath becomes shorter and shorter, subtler and subtler, finer and finer, so short sometimes that as it comes out, it makes a U-turn immediately, so short, so subtle, so fine. And as the object of concentration becomes subtler and subtler, your mind also becomes subtler and subtler, more and more sensitive. And you start experiencing subtler realities. The whole path, the entire path is to move from the grossest reality to the subtlest reality. The subtlest reality pertaining to the matter, the corporeal structure, pertaining to the mind, pertaining to the mental contents, from the gross to subtle, subtle, subtler, subtler, subtler. And then you are able to understand at the experiential level. Then only you can make an analytical study of the truth at the experiential level. The truth about the interaction of mind and body, mind and body, how mind is influencing the body, and in turn how the body starts influencing the mind. And so long as one is unaware of what is happening, so long as one is ignorant about what is happening at the deeper level, one keeps on reacting with one impurity or the other. Whenever one comes in contact with some pleasant experience, one starts reacting with craving, clinging. Whenever one comes in contact with some unpleasant experience, one starts reacting with aversion, hatred. That has become a habit pattern at the root level of the mind. And this is how you keep on multiplying your impurity of craving or aversion. And whenever you generate craving or aversion, you lose the balance of your mind. You lose the peace of your mind. You lose the happiness of your mind. You are a miserable person. And without knowing what is happening at a deeper level, one keeps on multiplying this misery. At the surface level, at times one feels, well, I'm quite happy. But deep inside, this process of unhappiness is there, because every moment you are reacting either with craving or with aversion because of the big stock that you are having. Big stock of craving, big stock of aversion. How to get rid of it? So working for 3 days, your mind has become subtler and subtler, more and more sensitive, and you start experiencing subtler realities around this area. Because you are working on this area, the entrance of the nostrils, the breath coming in, the breath going out. So on this area, you will start feeling some biochemical reaction or the other. That means some physical sensation. It can be anything. Maybe heat, maybe perspiration, maybe throbbing, maybe pulsing, maybe vibrating, maybe heaviness, maybe numbness, anything. Different things keep on happening. And you are asked to observe, do nothing, just observe. And then from the 4th day onward, you start moving from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. You survey the entire corporeal structure, the physical body, and you will notice everywhere there is some sensation or the other. Everywhere. And you train your mind to feel every sensation that you come across. You are developing the faculty of becoming more and more sensitive to the reality of these sensations. And at the same time, you are developing the faculty to remain equanimous, not to react. Because of the old habit, you find you reacted. But very soon, you realize, I am here to change my old habit. Don't react, just observe. At times, because of some memory of the past or thought of the future, say anger as a reason, as soon as anger arises, this old stock comes on the surface, and you remain equanimous. Let it come on the surface. You're observing. Layers after layers of this big stock gets peeled off. Chunks after chunks of this big stock gets eradicated. You are getting yourself liberated from the misery of this stock that you've accumulated from the past. More and more these impurities go out, you will find that by nature you are becoming more and more peaceful, harmonious. You learn the art of living. more and more the mind becomes pure. Love for others, compassion for others, goodwill for others naturally keep coming up. The ultra-pure mind is full of love, infinite love, full of compassion, infinite compassion. But that won't come unless you free yourself from the old stock of impurities. And here is a technique which helps you to make yourself free from the old stock of the impurities which make you so miserable all the time. And this is something which can be practiced by everyone. As the code of morality is universal, as the method of concentration, observing the breath, is universal. Breath is breath. You can't say that this breath is a Hindu breath or a Christian breath or a Jewish breath or a Muslim breath. Breath is breath. You can't say this breath is a Indian breath or a Swiss breath or an American breath. Is breath. Human breath. Similarly, when you start purifying your mind and you find anger is arising, and you observe the anger, you can't give a label to this anger. You can't say this is Hindu anger or a Muslim anger or a Christian anger or a Jewish anger or an Indian anger or a Swiss anger or an American anger or a Russian anger. Anger is anger. And the sensation that you experience with that heat, palpitation, tension, again, universal. And you are observing that. You understand how miserable I become by this impurity that has bubbled up. And nobody wants to remain in misery. The habit pattern starts changing, not just at the surface level of the mind, but deep inside at the root level of the mind. And you are coming out of your misery. This is the whole mechanism of the technique of Vipassana, to purify the mind from all the negativities so that you generate nothing but love and compassion for others, so that you live a very peaceful, harmonious life within yourself, and you generate nothing but peace and harmony for the atmosphere outside. No conversion is involved. People taking these courses are not required to get themselves converted from one organized religion to another organized religion. Not necessary. The whole thing is so generic, not necessary. But of course, conversion is involved. You convert yourself from misery to happiness. You convert yourself from bondage to liberation. You convert yourself from ignorance to enlightenment so that you can enjoy real peace, real harmony, real happiness. May all of you find time to pass through this process of purification and enjoy real peace, real harmony, real happiness. May all of you be happy. May all of you be happy. May all of you be happy.